Okay, let's begin with Menachas Daf Yud Aleph as we continue, and we are on the bottom line of Yud Amid Beis as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Menachas, the last two dafim, full dafim of the first parak, as we head towards the second parak, which will be on Daf Yud Gimel. Says the Gemara, Kamatz V'Ala B'Yada. We're talking about Kamitza. That is the major first avoda of the avoda semincha. So Kamitza is done. And Kamitza has to be a perfect what is under the middle three fingers, as we'll see in today's Mishnah and the Gemara, how exactly Kamitza is done. Says the Gemara, Kamatz va'ala biyado tzorar. What happens if I did Kamitza? And in that Kamitza, in that flour, was a little pebble. O gargir melach, or a little bit of salt. O korot levana, or a little bit of lavona, which goes on top of the mincha, but it's not part of the kometz or pasul. In all those cases, there is a psul because one needs the exact amount of kometz for the haktara in order to do the avoda of the mincha. Rashi points out, just practically, how exactly is it possible to take the kometz of lavona without getting the mincha mixed in? Rashi says on top, Yim Tomar, Ketzad kometz v'halo lavona al ha-minchahi. Dechsiv kol ha-lavona asher al ha-mincha. The lavona, shemen, and the solas are the three ingredients of a mincha. So the lavona, this type of spice, is put on top of the mincha. So how do we take a kometz without having any lavona inside? Tshuva ladavar, kisha komates, when the kohen does kamitza, misalek halavona kula letzad echad. He moves the lavona to the side, v'komets hasoles me'emsa hakli. So, you write it's on top, but you try to make sure not to take any of it, and in that way, one would have a full kometz of solas. The Brisker Rav says, you see pretty clearly from the Gemara and from the Rashi, that the lavona, the din of the lavona, is to be on top of the solas. Muchach midivei Rashi, says the Griz, the tzarech litin halavona ala solas. Afal gav de bedin kiddush hayasage sheyeh bekli echad. Regarding kiddush and making the lavona have sanctity, kiddush zaguf, you might say that as long as they're in the same kli, that would be good enough. But he says it's pretty clear from Rashi and from other sources that the lavona has to be on top of the mincha. That's part of the process of what has to be done. Again, this is talking about, obviously, if you notice that there is a tzorar or a melach, right? The kohen looks at the soles, he looks at the komet, and he sees there's nothing left. Is it exact? Are there going to be no dust particles in this komet? Right, the Gemara also says elsewhere, we apply the principle of lo nitna Torah l'malach hasharis, where the Torah wasn't given to angels. If there's something clearly foreign matter that is inside, that's what we're talking about here. Even if it's a small amount, but if we notice a foreign matter, that's the problem. Right? If you see some lavona, you see salt, you see a pebble. But, obviously, we have the principle also of Yef Shalitzam Seim. Right? That's the sugya that comes up in Maseches Bechoros, but it's discussed beautifully by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuftes, Mitzvah 109, where the Chinuch counts the Isser of making the Shemen HaMishcha. And the following Isser of Kufyud, making the Ketorah. So the Isser of making the Shemen HaMishcha with all the ingredients is only if I do it in the exact same way with all the exact measurements and ingredients that Moshe Rabbeinu made it. And if I don't have the exact measurements, so then I don't violate the Isser. That's what the Gemara says, and that's what the Chinuch says. Ein chayavin al siyaso ela b'shesa'uhu b'sikum samamanav. Right, exact. V'zeo lashon b'mas kunto, mi lashon cheshbon. Klomer b'cheshbon samamanav, says the Chinuch. So the Achronim say, what about the Isser of Chatzishir? No, the Isser of Chatzishir there, because any less than that is not it. Right? Sometimes we have Chatzi something. If I only do by Hotzah, I only do an Akira, not a Hanacha, that's not Chatzishir. That's what's called Chatzi Malacha. Right? It's half of the Isser. It's not, you didn't do just half. It's not just a Din in Shiurim. So here too, there's no Isser of Chatzishir. But the Minchas Chinuch there in Mitzvah Kuftes discusses, well, how can you be so exact? Right? How do you be so exact? Maybe, right? The Yefshal Etzam same. But it's impossible to be so exact. Without any addition, without any, lack. Imken kishim etzam same kemishkalo kemidaso, ika shteis faras lifter. Dilma shokal yoser upater, or dilma shokal pachos vagamkin pater. Right? Well, right? Maybe you did a little more, maybe you did a little less. The low nishar el asfar achas lachiyav dilma kivan betzimsum. Rav Hechayev chatos malchus. There's a possibility that you got it right. That's enough for chiyav malchus. That's enough for chiyav chatos. So how can you say that? Right? Don't we say efshar litzamsem? And he can't be so exact. The answer is The Torah was not given to angels, meaning you do the best you can in terms of mitzvot and in terms of averus. Right, not the best you can, the worst you can. But Beres Lokashi, he says, HaTorah lo tismok b'mitzvos al nisim. Rak neis ze mirumaz batorah dekulo kayam lasalavo. Ach be'emes... Whenever the Torah commands you to do something or not to do something with a specific amount, right? And that's the principle that applies. What, every time you have a mitzvah v'chilas matzah, you can never do the mitzvah. No. You figure out, based on your understanding, what a shiur of a kezias is, or any other shiurim, and that's it. Achilas mitzvah iser da Torah agmere shehein bekezias o shiurim achirim sheish b'Torah haTorah nitra b'atzimsum l'fi daitenu, and that's it. Vade b'das adam tal yamilsa v'Torah tzivslanu kein al mitzvah she'ena mitzvah tuliyah b'shiur rak a mitzvah b'fnei atzma kugon bechor v'chadome. That's where we have the principle of Efshar Letzamsim. And again, that applies, that comes up in many areas, that principle. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about it when it comes to Kavana, right? Lonin HaTolam Malachi HaShareis, you do the best you can. He mentions it also by Tolaim, by tiny little bugs and tiny little bacteria. Also, Lonin HaTolam Malachi HaShareis, you do the best you can. And examinations, right? The mitzvah of Yechavadaz, Rav Avadia talks about, that's where he talks about the checking the bugs in the lettuce in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Ches. Again, there's a lot of other applications. But again, here too, right? Yes, if there's an objective piece of lavona or salt or something in, that's an objective identifiable foreign matter. And that's going to ruin the comments. But if I don't see a foreign matter, am I going to be worried about dust particles or anything else in the comments? That we don't have to worry about. We can apply the principle of Lonin Natarla Malachi Sharis, and we do the best that we can. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing. Kol Hani Lamali. So why do you have to have all of these examples in the statement of Tzror and Malach and Lavona? Why all three? Right? Fine. Just say anything. What is emphasizing what we just spoke about? That it's only foreign matter and any type of dust particles doesn't account? No, there must be a chiddush for each of these. So, kolani la, melisa tzricha. Deitan, you need all three. Deitan, it's tzror. If it only had a pebble, that a pebble is a problem in the comets. Mishum delav basak ravahi. Well, a pebble ruins it because a pebble is not part of being hukrav. Avol melach de basak ravahi, but salt, since it is a bas hakrava, your makriv with salt, every carbon, al kor carbon chatakriv melach, so aim at this kasher. So maybe that wouldn't ruin the komets. Meaning, what's that havamina? It's not a din of having a full komets of flour, it's a full komets of items that are supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. And therefore, melach wouldn't ruin it. Aim at this kasher. That's why the chiddush is, we have to say melach ruins it. V'itana melach de lo ikva bahade mincha meikara. And if it only said melach, well, melach is not part of the mincha originally. Melach is added in afterwards. Afterwards, Rashi quotes, when de la'achar shaya hakometz al mizbeach, after I'm already put the komets on the mizbeach, then I add salt. Hayamalcho, as we're going to learn about Hashem in the third parak. Al kar karbancha, karban to and melach, vein kala mincha tu and a melach. And only when it's there. So therefore, the melach is not part of the original. But av a lavona to ikva badi mincha meikar. But the lavona, which is put, as we just described before, right, the lavona, which is put on the mincha, ema tiskasher, maybe that wouldn't be a problem. Kamashmalon, that's what I have to say, even the Lavona. Again, each of these Havaminis could be explained. Maybe what did the Gemara just say? Maybe Lavona is better than the Melach. Is Lavona, as we discussed in the past, part of the Shame Karban Mincha? Even though it is not Nikmats, even though it is not Hukdar with, right, the Komets, but maybe it's part of the Shame Mincha. Maybe that's the Havamina here, right? Even if you want to say Melach is Hukdar, but it's not part of the definition of the Mincha. While the Lavona might be part. Kamashlan is not part of the definition, or even if it is, it doesn't have the din of Komets. Either way, these Havaminas leave open the possibility of a lot to discuss. We know the Malicha of any Karban has a lot of symbolism in the sources. Rabbeinu Bachai writes on the Pasuk, in Vayikra, Akarka ba Melach Timlach, Vamelach Timlach, Perek Gimel, Perek Beis Halach Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vamelach Timlach, what's the emphasis of Vamelach Timlach? He quotes, V'de'alderech ha'pshat, Tam ha'melech b'karbanos, l'fi shelo yiyah derech kavod b'karban Hashem, she'i tafel, with a tuf, mi'beli melach. We don't want the carbon to be bland. We want the carbon not to have any taste. And we know salt always gives good taste. So therefore, you always put the salt on in order to make it tasty. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom taste the carbon, but right after we should know that it's a tasty carbon. V'lim de Torah derech eretz de malchusa de rekia ke'ein malchusa de ara. Right? It's we compare, ukederech hakriveinu lefechasecha, like the pasuk says in Malachi. Meaning, we have to try to bring a carbon that is sweet in our, not sweet, but, you know, sweet tasting in our eyes also. And therefore, you bring something that a person would be inspired with, right? And that's why salt makes things tasty, and therefore we put salt on every carbon. Number one. Number two, says Rabbeinu Bachai, Vadas Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, right? He quotes the Rambam from the Mor Nevuchim. He shorens it. Batama Melach, if we would have to guess what the Rambam would say about Melach, here we go. Minag ovde akum laharchik melach min akarbanos. The ovde avodah zara, we used to not put any salt on their karbanos. Umoasimbo, they would loathe it. Velo yakriveu klal mereisha melach boleah adam. Salt absorbs blood, and they want to see all the blood that they can. Veirchiku kadeisha lo yelech afilu tiba min adam leibud. Kolkach. Has to do with the astronomy and Mars. Laharos kavanosam melach, and that's why the opposite. Just like the Rambam writes very often in Mor Nevuchim about many different mitzvos, the mitzvah of Arla and the mitzvah of Achilas Dam, and the many different mitzvahs. Rambam talks about it. So to hear added to the list, melach. They are marchig melach. We are makriv melach. Number two. And number three, he quotes the Medrash. So Rabbeinu Bachai has Alderach HaPshat, and then he quotes the Rambam, and then he says Alderach HaMedrash, Yishbo Biur Lederach HaKabbalah. Bris Kerusa LeMelach Mishesiz Mebreshis. Shehuvtichu Mayim HaTachtonim, Likarev B'Melach, V'Nisach HaMayim B'Chag. We know, Rashi quotes this already, that the salt, right, the water, when the Hashem split the waters during Mayim HaBreshis, the lower waters were very upset. It's not fair. You took upper waters to be near you, so to speak, Kaviyachal, and what about us? Right, and that's why the Baalei Machshava say that's what the water, every time a wave laps up on the beach, it's like the water trying to overcome and go further, and even get up to Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch with the, right, like the Pasuk says in Baruch Hinafshi, right, Gvul Samta, Ba'yavorin, you don't let the water overcome, but it's the waves are going up, trying to get back up, and it can't. But HaKadosh Baruch says, don't worry, there'll be a time when you will come up too. And that's the salt in the water, in the oceans, will be put on all karbanos. That will be hokrav, and also the mayim, right, the two ingredients, the water and the salt, and the water will be put on the mizbeach, on sukkis, nisach hamayim, bechag. V'chein amru b'medrash, that's what he quotes. He quotes the medrash in Breishas Rabbah, mayim atachtonim nikru mayim bochim. V'lam nikru shmayim mayim bochim, why is it called the crying waters? Ki b'shah shachalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu as hamayim, nasan elu l'malo v'elu l'mata. Hizchilu mayim atachtonim bochim. V'zeo shekasa mibchina haros chavash. He quotes the pasuk in Eov. Amr Rabbi Abba. Bivchin is parsha amayim atachtonim min elyonim. Amru. Oilanu. Shelo zachinu la'alos lamala. Lios krovim liotzreinu. Ma'asu he'izu penemu baku tahomos. U'bikshu la'alos. Asher garbam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing medrash. Right? The yearning. The yearning to be higher. The yearning to be higher. One other medrash he quotes. V'od darshu b'makam acher. This one is not as well known. Rabbi Shavel writes on the bottom, lo yodu ali hamakar. I don't know the makar for this medrash, but either way, it's here in Rabbeinu Bachai. Ha'olam kulo, shlisho midbar, shlisho yishuv, shlisho yam. The world is split into three parts. Third desert, a third populous, a third yam. Ahmad, okay, according to what we know, it's according to our calculations, literally, physically, there's a lot more yam, but either way, this is what it says. Ahmad yam lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, amar lefanav ribono shel olam, bamidbar nitna Torah, beyishuv nivne beis hamigdash, ani matehe alai. Right, the desert got the Torah in Midbar Sinai, Yishuv got the beis hamigdash in Yerushalayim, what about me? I feel that I'm also a third, what do I get? Amar lei asidin Yisrael sheyakrivu melech al gabei amizbeach. Right, you get the karbanos. every carbon gets salt, and therefore it is, that's your chelek. Fascinating medrash, but that is four different ideas in Rabbeinu Bachai on the pasuk. And again, we also, even Bizman Hazeh, we act in a way that we remember the Zecher. What do we do Bizman Hazeh that reminds us of the Karbanos before davening? Besides davening and we say the Karbanos, but what other mitzvah do we do, or what other custom that we have that reminds us of the Karbanos? So, salt. Salt is what reminds us of the Karbanos, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Zayin in Aruch Hayim, where he says to always have salt on the table. Always have salt on the table. We're makpid for this on Shabbos and Sudos, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ein lev yitain. Where is it? I'm sorry. Here it is. In Sif Hey. Kuf Samach Zayin Hey. Lo Yivza Ad Sheya. And this is not about Shabbos. This is in Hilchas Betzias Apas, every day of the week. Right, not Shabbos, Dafka. Lo yivsa ad sheyaviu lefan of melech oliftan. Rashi called Dabar Hanechel Mapas. Lo lafeis bo prusas abitzia. The Shulchan Aruch says, quoting some Rishonim, that if it's very tasty and it doesn't need any salt, then you don't have to wait for it, then you could just say hamotzi without it. But the Rama says, mikol makom, mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melech kodem sheyivsa. It's a mitzvah to have salt on the table before you make hamotzi, ki ha-shulchan dome le-mizbeach, v'ha-achila ki-karbon. Because our shulchan is like the mizbeach, our eating is like the karbon, that's the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Hei, v'zman shebeis v'nish kayim, ha-mizbeach b'chaper al adam, achshav shulchan o shel adam, right, the table is b'chaper, all the mitzvahs that we do, that's the fascinating minhag that's quoted by Rabbeinu Bachai also in Parshas Truma, when he talks about the mizbeach, and all the other karbanos, and he talks about the shulchan, and he quotes the minog of the olders of Tsarfas, that they used to make their coffins out of their Shabbos table, right? Because they wanted to take the schuyos of the table, mizbeach, the shulchan is mechaper, right? And that's what, based on this Gemara and based on this halacha. But anyway, that's the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes, to always have salt on the table to remind us of this halacha. V'nemer al kol karbancha, takriv melech, v'hu magin al peranus, v'chulu. But that's what we do. That's what we do. The minog of salt goes back to the halacha of salt, because melach is a bas hakrava. Melach is a bas hakrava, and that's what our Gemara says here. That's the Havamina. Says, because melach is a bas hakrava, I might have thought that it is not a chatzitza, and it's not a problem being within the komets. Kamash malon it is. Okay, there's a lot to say about melach. We just said some of it. Also, does melech have a separate din haktara, or does it just have a haktara along with whatever it is salted with? The karbon, the mincha, the chulu, that's the Brisker Rav discusses that here too. What happens if the, is it separate? V'yeshlach karim, k'sha melech al ha'ever, ha'din haktara, eino ela bo ha'ever ha'maluach, aval ha'melech bifnei atzmo, eino din haktara, or no? T'k'sha melech munach al ha'ever, az yesh gam al ha'melech din haktara bifnei atzmo, umutzuvan lahatiro, right? Is it mitztaref with the mitzvah saktara of whatever it's on, or does it have a separate mitzvah saktara? That's his chakira. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara now two dots. Mibnei she'amru hakometz achaser ala yaser pasul. Why is this? Why if it's all pasul if in the kometz is a pebble or salt or something? Why? Because the Mishnah explained. Remember the Mishnah was back, I think, on Dav Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, if I have anything extra in the, right, at the bottom of the last lines of the Mishnah, Rebbe Sha Amru, why is it possible? Shachomet, Sayas, Vachaser, Possible. Is there anything more, anything less? So that ruins it. Says the Gemara, Mayar, Yemishim, Chaser, Vyeser. Why does the Mishnah say that the reason if you have a pebble or Lavona inside this Komet, the problem is because it's missing, or you have extra, but typically, Mishum Chatzitza, as we spoke a little bit about yesterday, this Chatzitza, the entire Komet has to be, contiguous with the hands of the Kohen. And therefore, if you have something else, as Rashi says here, Chotetz, what are the problems here? Rashi has two formulations. Number one is Chotetz between the hand of the Kohen and the Kamach, the Chatzitza Poselas Bekachim, as he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, on Daf Chav Dalid, or he says, there's a chatzitza between the flower and itself. Right? Either way, it's a problem of chatzitza. There's something in between, and therefore it is a problem. So, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, minatzad. What's the case? The pebble is on the side. It's on the edge of the komet, sticking out on one of the two sides. What does that mean? Rashi explains here how the kemitza is done, which the Gemara B'Shem will talk about in a minute as well. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, when you first take the kemitza, look at Rashi min hatzad, lamala eitz el goda o lamata eitz el kemitza, meaning it's sticking out either next to the thumb or next to the on the pinky side, next to the kemitza, deleka chatzitza. There wouldn't be a chatzitza. Why? Hainu min hatzad. What does it mean from the side? Right? Is it from the side? If a Kohen holds his hand with his thumb towards the ceiling and the pinky towards the floor, so it's not really on the side. It's on the top or on the bottom. So, but the Gemara uses the lashon from the side. So Rashi explains no, because de la'acher shekamatz hofich gav yado lamata kidei shelo yipo min hakometz klum. Right. So even if he does the kometz, as we'll see soon, he puts his hand in. Let's say we would call it vertically. He puts the pinky in first, and he puts it in, and he gets it. And once it could be on top or bottom, but when he takes it out, he puts his hand palm up, and then it's minatzad. That's why the language of the Gemara is minatzad, because when he flips his hand over to make sure the flower doesn't fall out, so that's why it turns out that it is minhatzad. And Amalei Abaya Larava Ketzad Komsi. Let's wait for a second for Amalei Abaya. The Sfasem is here. Has a question which relates to what we discussed yesterday, and that is the issues of chatzitza. Eitzas vasemes chatzitza. Don't we know from Masechta Sukkah rubo umakpid? Right? Isn't that chatzitza? Isn't that the problems? The rules of chatzitza daraisa. So mashma from here says the vasemes tahad divar tar rubo umakpid beinon. It's clear from here then. If you want to put this gemara and assume it's a din daraisa with the other gemara of the different rules, Rubo, Makpid, Daraisa, either or, Durabanan, says the Sasemis, it must be, those are limited to certain cases of Chatzitza, those rules. Mashba, Dahad, Dvar Torah, Rubo, Makpid, Be'inon, Hidafka, Bitavila. Aval, Bekola, Chatzitzos, Afilu, Mashahu, Chashav, Chatzitza, Mida, Oraisa. Di Lav, Haki, Lo, Makshi, Klum. Right? Because if not, you're not Masha anything. Right, and we have this also by mentioned yesterday, Netilas Yadayim, Netilas or Netilas Lulav, either of those. Right, what do you mean, Ruba? Your whole body isn't covered. The answer is that rule is only by Tevila. When it comes to other contexts, like here, then Chatzitza de Oraisa could be a problem even by less than, obviously, even by less than Rove, just a little bit could be a problem of Chatzitza. That is the Sfas Emes's Ha'ara here. Rebbe Elchanan also, we could have mentioned this yesterday, but I didn't get to. The Rebbe Elchanan here discusses, where the Sfas Emes's comment was about the Rubo side of it. The Makbid side of it also has an interesting discussion, a question that we know has an answer. But in the back of the Kovetz Ha'aris, in the Hosafos, in Os Dalid, he quotes, so we know the rule is, okay, Midaraisa, you need Rubo Makbid. Midarabanan, either or. But one second. If the Rabbanan say that Makbid is a problem, so I'm Makbid, I want to fulfill Mrs. Rabbanan. So that doesn't that automatically turn into a Makbid Daraisa? Because I'm Makbid, because I don't want to violate the Din of the Rabbanan. So how could there ever be just on a Rabbanan level? Makshin. It says, Kushyas Ha'olam. Kiva de Midi Rabbanan Miha Chotzeis. Since on a Rabbanan level, it is Chotzeis. What case? This is how he asks it. By Rubo the Eino Makbid. Right? We know the different levels. Rovo Makbid Daraisa. And Rubo or Makbid on a Durabana level. So in that one. So if it's majority, then already it's a Chatzitza Durabanan. But if it's a Chatzitza Durabanan, so aren't you Makbid because you want to fulfill the Mrs. Durabanan? So in Mele, it would then turn into a Chatzitza Daraisa. So he says, how would they Makbid? Maybe Chatzitza Daraisa. So how do you ever have a case of Chatzitza Durabanan if it's Rubo ve'eno Makbid? It would always turn into Makbid. So he quotes two answers. One, he quotes from Reb Chaim. He says, Tiretz kvod Moreno Rabbeinu Agon Rechaim Alevi, right, one of his Rabbeim. He quotes from Rechaim, De eno chotzeitz mi da oraisa ela hecha de makbid al kol harov. Chatzitza da oraisa is when you have makbid and makbid on that rov. Vahacha, but here he's only makbid on the amount that would get to the 51%. It's not makbid on the whole rov. The second it would be 49%, then it would be fine. Right, because it would be miyut, and he's not makbid on it. The issue of chatzitza being a problem, being a problem, is only if he's makbid on the rov. V'hach ena makbid ela al chelak meharov. Shem nasir migufo ksas meharov lo yishaer ela miyut she'ena makbid. The shari gami derabanan. Okay, a chiddush in what makbid and rov means. That's Reb Chaim. Rabbi Elchanan maybe says the more straight answer, and in this regard, meaning the more the answer that applies maybe in other context of, not straight, but the more in other context of halacha, it's not called makbid if the only reason you're makbid is because of the halacha. That's not called makbid. Right? We have this by Hilchas Shabbos as well. Right? It's psikreshid lo nichale because I don't want to be mechalel Shabbos. No, that doesn't count. Right. Yeah. Oh, I don't want the light on in the fridge because it's Shabbos, and therefore it's called the psikreshid lo nichale. No, you want it on objectively. You just don't want it on because of Shabbos. But that's not called lo nichale. Right, that's called lo nichale for Hilchas Shabbos. But really, objectively, the act is nichale. So that's what he says here too. Odef shalomar. Tekivon te'eno makbid elo mishum psul hatfila. Milava psul lo aya makbid. Ein zeh bechal makbid. That's not what makbid is. And he quotes an example from Baba Metzia Daf Lamed, where he talks about para aduma. Para aduma, we know if something goes on to the para, so then that could passel the para aduma, right? Lo Allah aleha ol. But it has to be nichale. It has to be nichale to the owner. Like we have nichale ben machshir and nichale. So, again, what if it's nichale, but really it's lo nichale because he wants the para aduma? Right, like the Gabi Allah Allah Zachar Psulam Shun Danichalai. Afshin of Salas Bakach, Velo Nichalai Shati Basel, Nikol Makam Khajim Nichalai, given the Bishar Paros Nichalai. You go by objectively what it would be without the halacha. Fahainu Shibalava Psul Nichalai. That's what he quotes. He quotes that at least from one of the dais. The Shimon Kubetz says quotes that in Baba Tzia Daf Lamed from the Tosfos Arash, but Rabbi Chanan says, but there are other answers quoted there, so maybe other people don't hold to this type of svara. Either way, this is the Rabbi Chanan in the Kovas Aris. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Alei Abaya L'Rava. Abaya says to Rava, Ketzad Komsin, how do we do Kemitza? Amar Alei, Ketakamsi Inshi, like people do it. Hava Mina here is, Rashi quotes, five fingers involved. Ketakamsi Inshi means when people want to get a scoop of something, they use all of their fingers. So Ketakamsi Inshi, so the Gemara says, is that true? Esvei, didn't we learn in the first parak in Ksubis that every finger has a name because of the purpose that it's used for in Torah, right? Which is fascinating, right? A person's body reflects the Torah. So we have five fingers because it reflects the Torah. Zuzeres, right? We have a Zuzeres. Why Zeres? Because Zeres is one of, Rashi quotes each one, it's one of the Shiurim of the Choshen. Zu Kemitza, why? Because that's what Kemitza is done with the fourth finger. Zu Amma, that's a measurement. You measure the Amas Abinyan from the tip of the middle finger till the down. Zu Etzba, Etzba, the Kohen puts its Etzba in the Dam to do Tevila. And Zu Godel, Godel for the Bahonos, like we spoke about the past couple of days. So each finger has a purpose, and that's where it gets its name. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu made our bodies to be to fit in with the Torah. Remember that Gemara, right? Why do we have earlobes? Right? Why are our fingers shaped like pegs? So if we hear Lashon Hara, we could either flip over the lobe or put our fingers into our ears because you know everything has to do with Torah. And even we might add, if there's some part of the body that we don't know what the purpose is, that Chas V'Shalom doesn't mean there's no purpose. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Even if we might not know. But that's again, every finger has its purpose. So again, how could you say that the Kemitza is done with all five? Right? You see from here, right? Zu Kemitza, it's done. The fourth one plays a role. Somewhere it says you're right. Ela lahashvos. No, it doesn't mean that kidakamsi itshvi. It means all the fingers are involved, but not that the flower is going to be under all five. The pinky and the thumb are going to be used in order to smooth out the sides. So they are used, but it's just not right used with that underneath. Good. The Briska Rav says here that's part of doing the kemitza. Part of doing the kemitza is lahashvos. That's done inside the kli. Klomar komitz malei ayad v'acharkach mochek v'hinei nireh dekol zeh tzorach lasos kishayado adayin bekli eitzel hakemach v'acharkach maimahani kivet dekvar nikmatz b'yeser v'lashana acharkach inu meduyach kol kach lefizeh. Right, he assumes that you have to do this action with the two external outer fingers when it's still in the kli. Because once you take it out, you've already done the kemitza, and it's too much. So inside, that's when it has to be done. That's what the Briska Rav says. It's Pharisee Yisrael seems to argue, but we'll leave that. Hechi Avid. So what exactly do you do? Amar Rav Zutcha Bartuvia, Amar Rav. Chofesh Shalosh Etzba Osav Ad Shemegi Al Pasi Adov Komets. As we know, you put the three middle fingers onto the palm of one's hand, outstretched, and the flower under that will be the amount of the kohanim. Kohanim might have different size hands. That's fine. Goes by each kohen. Goes by each kohen. There's no specific shear for the kohanim. The shear is the kohanim, and that is all that one needs. Tani nami hachti, we also learned in the Braisa. Male kumso. The kohanim has to be a complete kohanim. Yachum levorats. You might think that it is heaping, it is overflowing, right? The kohanim is like parts sticking out. Tavalomer bekumso. No, an exact kohanim. Iba kumso yachol barashe etzba osav. I might think it's just the tips of the fingers. I don't have to put my entire finger on my palm. Tamalomer malokumso. No, it has to be full. Haketzad. So how do you do it? Chofer shalosh etzba osav al pas yado v'kometz. That is what I do. And what gets a little more challenging is where the following. V'machavas u'b'marcheshes. By some minchas, it first has to be baked into wafers and then crumpled up. And then kmitza is done. So that's a little more difficult. How do you have a complete area of kometz with hard pieces? If you have flour, fine. But hard pieces, that's harder. And especially, the Gemara says, when I rub with my thumb and my pinky, I have to break it in an exact way that it's not a little in and it's not a little out. It has to be exactly smooth on the side. So, b'machlas b'marcheshes, mochek b'godlo, I smooth with my thumb, milamala, v'etzba'o k'tana milamata, as we described before, that when it comes out, that's how it comes out, with a vertical holding of the hand. V'zuhi avoda kasha shebemikdash. And this is one of the hardest avodos in the mikdash. Look at Rashi, first wide line. V'zuhi avoda kasha shebemikdash. Shebekoshi gadol hu mashve. Shelo yehe lo chaser v'lo yoser. Right? It's very hard to have an exact. Says the Gemara, the language that I just mistranslated, but I mistranslated because of the maskana, this says that this is the hardest avoda in the Mikdash. This is avoda kasha, zeo v'sulo, this is the hardest, this is the only one in that category. V'yayika, but didn't we have back in Zvachim, we had two others. V'yayika malika, malika is also pretty hard. Right? You have to do it with the right hand, and you have to hold the wings down, and you have to cut with a fingernail, that's also hard. V'yayika chafina is also, that's the, where the Kohen Gadol has the handfuls of the Ketores inside the Kodesh Kadashim, and he has to somehow pour the Ketores onto the hot coals over the right. The Maran Yuma talks about, he uses his teeth, he uses his underarm in order to do it properly. It's also, so the Maran says, you're right, they're all hard. Ela zuhi achas, me'avodas kadosh b'mikdash. So, trivia question, what are the three avodas kashos? Malika, chafina, and kemitza. Good. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, okay, so details of kemitza. Pshita li malei kumso kidakamsi inshi. Fine, I understand. Malei kumso is kidakamsi inshi, as we just described. You put the fingers in. How exactly is it done? So, the Chafetz Chaim and other Achronim point out, it seems to be a machlokas, in the Rishonim. Rashi seems to say that I cup my fingers even before I insert my hand into the flour. I already have my fingers curled on my palm, and then I put it in. And then it goes through my hand, and then that is how it is done. That's what Rashi seems to say. That's kedekamsi inshi. Rashi says, machnis tzidei etzba'osav v'dochek bekemach v'akemach nichnas b'toch yado. The kemach goes inside my hand. So it sounds like from Rashi, my hand already has to be cupped before I put it in. Others say that this just means, malikum, so just means, you put your hand down in vertically. Right? And that's not dafka, that has to be, cupped, before it goes in. Okay? Either way. Boy, Rav Papa, kamatz barashi etzba osav mai. What about if, komates barashi etzba osav? Rashi says that means palm down. Palm down. I put my hand in palm down, and then I do the kemitza mai. Minat studin mai. What's minat studin? Rashi says, Rashi has two days here. Shenosan gav yado al hakemach. I put my palm on the flour. V'holich yado ashenichnas hakemach derach tzido l'toch yado. I let the flour go through the back of my fingers into the palm. That's minhat studin, number one. Or Rashi goes another day, from the side of the kli. If I take the flour from the side, right, against the side. So minhat studin mai. Mimata lamala mai. What about mimata lamala? Right, again, Rashi says, shehichnis Rashi esbaosa bekamach. What if I stick my fingers in? Fingers first. Right, v'gava yakaregat kamach v'komets. Right, different pshatim of what the knisa is, my. Which all of these questions reflect. that the kmitza is not just about getting the flour out, the amount. It's the act of kmitza that has some significance. Just like, to parallel, just like shechita. Shechita is not just about killing the animal. It's killing it in a specific way with psule shechita, right, and all the five psule shechita that we have, right, hagrama, and ikur, and drasa, chalada, all of those. So here too, the kmitza itself has integrity, how exactly it has to be done. So my take is all those questions are unanswered. Amar Papa. So, similar types of questions by the chafina of the Ktores on Yom Kippur. Pshitali male chafnav kidachafni inchi. It has to be kidachafni inchi when I take the Ktores samim daka, right? I have to put, again, Rashi says, machnisin side yedeim v'chofnim. I have to put in the sides of my hand, it has to go in vertically, and then I go scoop down underneath, and I fill my hands with the Ktoris. Kitachafni inshi, boy Rav Papa, chafan barashi etzba osa mahu. So if we parallel to what we just said before, what if I put the fingers in first? Minat studin mahu. What about minat studin? Again, I let the Ktoris go, getting in, as Rashi says, bein godel etzba, through the fingers it gets in. Chafan bazu ubazu, vikervan zu etzelzu. I put my hands in separately, and then I bring them closer together. Underneath, and I don't want to put them into as is together. So, Mao, so Teku, all of these are questions unanswered. Boy, Rav Papa, Davke lekomet bedafne demana mai. What happens if Rashi says I put the kmitza in on the side of the kli? That's Rashi's case here. And when I makadesh it, I put it on the side on the inside. Again, one of the pshatim Rashi gave before is what if you take it from the side of the kli? But here, dafni lekomet v'dafni demanamai, right? What if you put it in on the side? The Rambam seems to say this is about what if you take it from the side? To kli ba'inen v'ha'ika, it's inside the kli, so it should be enough. O dilma hanacha b'socho ba'inan v'leka, right? Teku hanacha, you need to put it inside. Like sounds like Rashi, right? V'leka, and then you don't have that if you're putting it on the side. So teku again, all of these are unanswered. Boy, Mar Barav Ashi, Hafche Lamana, Vidavke Lakomets Ba'ar Isa Demana. What does that mean? Rashi says it means, what if I turned over the kli, and the bottom of the kli, even if I hold it upside down, it has a base kipo. There is an indentation to put the komets inside. So does it have to be inside the inside of the kli, or could be even inside the outside of the kli? So my, is that good enough? An external receptacle. So, hanacha besocha b'inan v'ha'ika, it is inside, it's surrounded. If you say besocho is defined by wall surrounding it, it has wall surrounding it. O dilma, kitikno b'inan v'leka. Or no, you have to do it properly. V'leka. So maybe this has to do with avoda has to be done b'derech kavod. It has to be done in a way that is normally used. So teku, that is also unanswered. The Achronim discuss here that there might be a difference between the flour, the komets being niskadesh versus the blood being niskadesh. Achronim in the Bira Adaf quotes it from the Avnei Nezer and from others that. Right, that's the question here. Does it have to be betoch? It is in the avir, but it's not betoch. It might not be in the proper betoch hakli. And they wonder, because Rashi in Maseches Vachim talks about by Kabbalat Adam, remember we had the cases of kluta kamisha hunucha kind of principles, right when the dam flies in, and if it's above the kli, if it's in the airspace of the kli, so there doesn't seem to have a din of hanachas. So is there a fundamental chiluk between the kiddush of the komets, which requires to be resting inside, versus the dam, which might only require the avir? That is the Avnei Nezer's discussion. Is there a chiluk between them? So yes, he says some. The Griz, he quotes from other places, Shagam Rashi Moda Shachalos Avodas Kabbalat Adam Einu Elachala Ela Biyigiyag Dam L'Shulei Akli. But Rashi only means regarding a psul nishpach that once it gets to the avir, then even if it spills out, it's not considered to have gone straight to the floor. It already had some kli, so maybe it really requires alachachila. Or others suggest. The Dvar Avram, Shebe'emes la'avodas kabolas adam, la'avodas kiddush ha'komets, dai ba'avir akli, even here you need the avir. Ela shekomets ha'tofus bi'ad kohen, yad ha'kohen mafsekes, bein ha'komets la'avir akli. The fingers are mafsek, right? But until he puts it down. So maybe that's why the Kli is Bekadosh. Again, either both of these are not being fundamentally Mechalik between the Dam and the Kometz. Again, there might be others that are Mechalik fundamentally. Quotes from Rameir Simcha in the second Chelek of the Chidushim. He says maybe there's a Chelek. This Lashitasa that we mentioned in terms of Dam and Mincha for the Rameir Simcha. Shechiluk bazeh kabbalas adam ikidish kometz. Shehadam ba me'elav el hakli. Ve'ein bo din maisa hanacha. Right, it just squirts out from the neck of the animal into the kli. V'lokach tekef bihigiyu la'avir hakli chashav shinis kabel. Right, because there's no act that I am doing. Masha'enkein by kiddush kometz, the kohen has to be meniach it. She'ein hakometz ba me'elov el hakli, elo yesh bo din hanacha, she'akohen hakometz yesh lo laniach as hakometz v'kli, lochein kozman shlo hinicho eino miskadish. You might have said misvara, just the opposite. You might have said, when a person is doing a maisa hanacha, then because he's pushing it in, so then it's easier, it happens kind of like dasacheres makne, right? If it happens by itself, it's a little harder, right? While if somebody's pushing it in, it's a little easier. But the Meshech Chachma is saying the opposite. That if it comes automatically, then right when it gets into the, there's no maisa hanacha needed, it just got to get into the kli. So right when it gets into the airspace of the kli is good enough. Mashenkein, where there's a maisa hanacha that's required of putting it in, so then that would require more, and it has to be munach in it, and not just in the airspace. That's the Meshech Chachma. Again, the other chilukim weren't as fundamental. Okay, let's continue. Mishnah. Says the third Mishnah here in Maseches Menachos here on Daf Yud Aleph. Ketzed Oseh. So how exactly do you do Kmitza, as we were just talking about? Poshet it says Oseh Vapas Yado. Right, you spread your fingers onto the palm. Riba Shamna, Chiser Shamna, Chiser Levonasa Psula. If there's too much oil, or too little oil, or too little Levona, even though the Levona is not Huktar, but there's no little Levona in the Levona itself, Psula, so that is possible. So what's the case of too much oil? How much oil? And what type of oil are we talking about? So Amar Balazar, going to Hifrish Lashne Lugin. Double. Right? You're supposed to have one lug, and you have two lugin, and you mixed it up. Rashi adds in. You mixed it up. Right? The Irvu Ima. Dinires Kishte Kumsin. Right? You mixed it up. Mashba from here, so far, 1.5 would be okay. Only 2. Double is too much. Less than that is okay. Velukmei kagon, says the Gemara, but why don't you say even a tiny amount would be bad? Velukmei, why don't you say when the Mishnah says too much oil is pasul, I have a case where even a drop more is pasul. Velukmei kagon to arba shemen de chulin, the shemen de chaverta. The shemen of chulin or the shemen of a different mincha, doesn't that pasul? Vechitem, and if you want to say, no, haraya not. Shemen de chulin, v'shemen de chaverta lo pasul. If you want to say that Rebbe Lazar holds that other shemen does not pasul, to use Lashon of the beginning of Zvachim, lav mina lo machriv, if you remember that Lashon, right, if it's not from within, it's not going to cause problems. So, but 1 second, then, hechi mishkachas la. So, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Maskevler of Zusha bar tuvia. But if that's true, elameata, minchas chote, depasa bashem, and hechi mishkachas la. We discussed at the end of Shir yesterday. There's an issa daraisa to put shemen on a minchas chote. So what's the case that's usser? E di da, if it's the shemen of the mincha itself, halesla. That can't be, because there is no shemen of the minchas chote. E de chulin de chaverta, and if it's other shemen, hamar lo pasal. But you're trying to tell me that it doesn't pasal. Meaning, so it must be that other shemen does pasal. And if other shemen does pasal, so back to the question. Why don't we just say that ukimta? Why did Rebbe Lazar say it has to be 2 lugin? No, just say any other shemen, even a drop more. So the answer is Rebbe Lazar, lomi boy, kama. Rebbe Lazar is saying the following chiddush, lomi boy. Lomi boy, of course, the chulin or the chaver did the pasel. Fine, that's pasel, even a drop more. Aval hifrish la shnei lugin. But you might have thought, because I was mafrish 2 lugin for the mincha, hoel v'hai chazile, emel olifsal. Because theoretically, each one is potentially appropriate for this mincha. Maybe even if I put it together, it's not going to pasel, kamash balan. It does possible. But in a chinami, if you have, if it's the lug of, for this, if you put, for this mincha, if you were mafish 2 lugin, then it's only 2 lugin. Anything less than that, let's say 1.5, would be kosher. Right? 1.5 would be kosher. I'm sorry. Even, according to this maskana, kamash malan, right, it would be possible. Even chatzi lug miyutar would pass the mincha. Umeinu Rebbe Lazar, how does Rebbe Lazar know this from the Mishnah? Amarava masitzan kishite. The Mishnah's language raised his eyebrows here. My Arya Zani Riba Shamna Lisni Riba La Shemen. Why did it say if you're a marbe, it's shemen? Just say marbe, shemen. Elohakamashlan, the Mishnah must be alluding to a case of even it's. The apagav, the hifresh lashnei lugin, even if you are mafresh to lugin, it would be a problem. Good. Chisa lavonasa, there's more about the different minimum shiurim, but we have to continue. Chisa lavonasa, if the lavona was missing any, so then it is a problem. Tan Rabbanan, how much? Chisra va'amda al karet echad psula. Ashne karetin ksheira. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says how much lavona is missing and it's a problem. If you're down to one particle, karet echad, so then that's pasul. If you have two particles, it's kasher. As long as you have two, it's okay. Interesting. What about if you have one and a half? Okay, kurtz are very tiny, so maybe we're assuming that they only go by whole amounts. So one and versus two. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Al kartach aksheira. As long as you have one, it's kosher. Pachas become psula. Anything less than one, that's not called anything, and therefore it would be psula. So as the Gemara of Atanya, but didn't we learn komets vilavona shechisar kol shu pasul? If you're missing any tiny amount from the lavona, it's pasul. So how could we say earlier that, you know, as long as you have one, as long as you have two, other shiurim? So tani kart lavona, reinterpret this brisa. It shouldn't say komets v'lavona, it should say kart lavona. Shechazak al shu pasul. If you have one that's lacking any, it's pasul. Right? So anything less than one. So everybody agrees that that's a problem. V'ibayisema, or maybe mechalik between kan b'lavona abo yama mincha, kan b'lavona abo bifnei atzma. If it's lavona that's coming with a mincha, so then if it's missing some, it'd still be okay. But a lavona that's ba bifnei atzma, anything missing is a problem. Anything missing is a problem. So two types of lavonas. Period. Amar Yisra bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Gimel machlokes bedavar. There's really three shitas here about lavona and how much and when. Everybody agrees that you have to start off with the right amount. Everybody agrees you have to start with a komets of lavona. So, which again, interestingly, how much is a komets of lavona? So does it go by the komets of the flour that you're using in that one? So a komet with a bigger hand would require a bigger komets of lavona because it has to be parallel to the amount. Or could a different kohen measure out the komets of the lavona? Interesting question. Either way, Rabbi Meir Savar, komets betchila, the komets batsof. You have to have a komets when you start, and you also have to have a komets when you're maktir. Right, that the it's got to be there throughout. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, komets betchila, v'shnei kratin basof. That's the machlokes that we had in the brisa. Rabbi Meir says you have to start off with a komets, but you have to have Rabbi Meir Savar, komets betchila, komets basof. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, komets betchila, v'shnei kratin basof. Just two particles basof. Rabbi Shimon Savar, komets betchila, v'kart echad basof. Good. So either need the whole thing, or two, or one. V'shlasha mikart echad darshu, and the old darshan, the same pasuk. That's called halavona asher al hamincha. Rabbi Meir Savar, ad di'isa lalavona, di'ikva abahadi mincha meikara. Rabbi Meir says, you need that lavona that was always been with the mincha. That's the last. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, kol va'afilu chadkart, es larabos kart echad. Right, acher. So that's why he says even two, because each word includes one. One plus one is two. So Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as you have shnei kartin basof, you're okay. Rabbi Shimon, es lo darish. Rabbi Shimon only has one because he does not darshan the word es. He does not hold like Nechemya ha'amsuni, or Shimon ha'amsuni. It comes up in Psachim and Babakama and Kiddushin, where the Gemara can see on the side, Psachim, Chabez, Vasham Nira, it comes up in all those places. He dashed in every S until he stopped because he couldn't figure out Es Hashem Lokech Atira, unless Rabbi Shimon holds like his second, his Maskana, until Rabbi Kiva came and saved the day. Okay. V'yam Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes, Belavona Abba Ma'amincha. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef has a couple of comments about this Machlokes. Machlokes is only by the meaning that you can have a less amount leftover. That's only about the lavona that comes with the mincha. The lavona abo b'vnei atzma. Diri akol komets b'tchila v'komets basof. If you have a plain lavona by itself, you cannot be missing anything. Lahachi itzrich asher al hamincha. That's why it says that. Debahadi mincha in b'vnei atzma lo. The machlokas is only by the lavona with the mincha. Number one. Number two. Amar Yisrael bar Yosef amar Yochanan. Machlokas b'lavona habo im hamincha. The machlokas is about the lavona with the mincha. Avo b'lavona abo b'bazichin. But the lavona that are in the little cups that hang on the shulchan, that have to be burned before the lechem aponim is mutter, divrei akol, shnei kvatzim betchila, v'shnei kvatzim batzof. You have a komets in each of the bazichin, and you can't be missing any of those. You have to have that at the beginning, you have to have that a week later also. So Gemara says, pshita, right? So pshita, right? It doesn't say, Rashi says, it doesn't say the word kol to include even a kol shehu. So the Gemara said, "Oh, the Tema, Kivin, the Bahadi Lechem Asya, Kaasher Ala Mincha Damya." You might have said, because it goes with the Lechem upon him, you could treat it like a Lavona with a Mincha, not a Lavona Bifnei Atzma. And we had all those other Shiurim, that by Lavona with a Mincha, you could be missing some. Kamash Malano. Kamash Malan, it's looked at independently. And this Havamina Maskana is very crucial. We'll have to come back to this later in the Masechta. How do we look at the Kmitza and the Bazichin with the Lechem Apanim? Is it one mitzvah? Is it two mitzvahs? Is it really? The Gemara has already said a number of times, it's looked at as a kmitza. When I take the bezichin off of the lechem apanim, that's like a kmitza. Right? Remember, that's how the Gemara said earlier, that you're allowed to do a kmitza in the hechal, because the bezichin are removed in the hechal, from the shulchan. So, either way, we'll have to come back. This havamina maskana could be about the connection between the bezichin and the lechem. Is it considered one conceptual unit or not? Really, this is a machlokas. Chadam or machlokas, v'lavona abo ma'mincha, v'lavona abo b'fnei atzma divrei akol, komets b'tchila v'komets basof, as we just said, v'chadamar, no, k'machlokas b'zu, k'machlokas b'zu. Something is even a machlokas by a lavona abo b'fnei atzma. Period. The Mishnah only said, if you have too much oil and too little oil. But then it only said if you have too little Lavona. Doesn't talk about too much Lavona. So, Hayatir Kshera, is that the Bimadaye? If you have too much Lavona, that's okay. It's okay. Only too little Lavona is a problem. But you could have more. Vatanya Yatir Psula. But we have another Brisa that says, no, too much Lavona is also a problem. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Kigon Shehifrishla, Shnek Matzim. So, 2 days in Rashi, and Tosas quotes it. We'll go with one of the pshatim, the first pshat of Rashi. If you were mafrish two kematzim, double, that's possible. That's too much. Hifrish shnei kematzim. That's what Rashi says. Psula diyoser midai riba. That's too much. V'yamar Rabbi Bar Chama, hifrish la shnei kematzim. What happens if you were mafrish, but then one of them got lost? So kodem kemitza lohukvu. If it was before kemitza, then things haven't been set yet, and therefore, it's kosher. It's as if you never had it, right? Before the significant moment, it was already lost. Now you only have one, so everything's good. Achar kemitza hukvu. After kemitza, it's already too late. It's considered you had two komsim of Lavona here, and therefore you passed the carbon. V'yomer Rechama, similarly, hifrish arba'a kematzim l'shnei bazichin. What if you were mafrish double the amount of kemitza you need for the bazichin? Four instead of two. V'yavdu, and then they get lost. V'avu shnai mehen. Two of them got lost. So kodem siluk bazichin, before you did the siluk, which is parallel to the kemitza, lo hukfu. There's no problem. It hasn't been nikva yet as a carbon mincha. Remember we had earlier, when does it get the status of a mincha? When it by the kemitza, when is the skadish bekli? La achar siluk bazichin hukfu. After the siluk bazichin, then it's too late. Hasul amali hainohach. Isn't this the same halacha? Right, if you have extra by a regular mincha or an extra by the bazichin, no, ma'o the tema, kiven to bar your komets dita, you might think it's different. Since by the bazichin, you see the komets is already clear, right? The komets is clear. Kivashi gi asman alaparka, commanded prikadami. You might think, as we said before, that because it's ki'ilu ready to be removed from the shulchan, it's ki'ilu it's already removed from the shulchan, and therefore it's already too late. Even if it gets lost before you actually remove them from the shulchan, maybe it's already too late. It's kilu, it existed after the kemitza. Kamashpalan, you don't say that. Kamashpalan, you don't go that far. Even if you want to say it's kilu, you don't say it's too late, and therefore, if it gets lost, the two kematzim gets lost before you do the removal, the hasaras habazichin, the karban is still kosher. Again, Rashi and Tosas both have another daya to try to flip. Maybe shnei kematzim is kosher. They work it out exactly what the other way is, but we'll have to leave that for now. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, tomorrow we finish up the last full daf here in the first parak of Maseches Menachos. Okay, we'll stop here.